The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. It's on the page 98. Allow me to read the words. On one Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for a priest to eat. And he also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Amen. In the last Sunday of January, we have looked at the chapter 5 of Luke. Whether you want it or not, Levi had a stigma of betrayer as a public enemy to his people. Sitting at a tax booth one day, upon the calling of God, "Follow me," he got up from where he was obsessed for a long time. The calling of God led Levi from a life of possession to a life of existence. To respond to God's calling, Levi invited Jesus and his companions and tax collectors to his house and held a big party. But there were some unexpected guests as well. Those were Pharisees and the teachers of the law. The unexpected guests complained that they didn't fast, didn't pray, but ate and drank with the sinners. But then Jesus mentioned the wedding party, and he said their complaints were pointless. He also compared new clothes cannot be patched with the old ones, and the new wine should be poured into a new wineskin. Although God said we need to prepare a new wineskin, but Pharisees who couldn't get out of the old tradition, they failed to recognize the new wind. But there were those appearing in today's scripture that who followed and accepted the new wind. They were free from the outdated customs, and they walked peacefully. Those disciples were busy knowing each other, joining the public life of God. And something happened naturally. In verse 1, one Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain and rub them in their heads and eat the kernels. At a tax booth, he might feel less sense of self-respect, but he might be richer than anyone else. And when he was a fisherman, even if his life could have been hard and simple, but he wouldn't have suffered hunger. And now they were hungry and they picked the heads of grain. The same story was shown in the chapter 12, verse 1 of Matthew. It was so natural at the time to pick some heads of grain because they were hungry. If someone who are so hungry picked the heads of grain and ate them was allowed in the law of Deuteronomy. So it wasn't violence of the law. However, the reason why this happening appeared in today's scripture was because it was the Sabbath, as in the verse 2. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" This verse testifies that the Pharisees were watching the Jesus and the companions. If it was not Sabbath, it wouldn't have been recorded in this book. And Matthew 12:2 also testifies that when the Pharisees saw this, they said to them, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." The word eido means to see, to observe, and to look for. The act of Pharisees meant a continued observation, not a description of a momentary act. They paid a keen attention to the acts of Jesus and his companions, as they wished something that they should complain about happened, and they wasted no time to make complaints to God. From the viewpoint of Pharisees, the acts of disciples were subject to criticism. The word sabbaton, meaning the Sabbath, was originated from the word meaning stop, finish, and rest. From the sunset of Friday to the sunset of Saturday, the Sabbath went on. Sabbath was not only the festival to the Jews. On this day, they pray and they meditated the law of Moses. They prepared thoroughly to keep the Sabbath. And there were some spirits of the Sabbath. First, you can't work. Second, you can't go too far. And third, you can deal with money. However, over time, the interpretation of the law became so much in detail as 24 chapters and 139 articles. Among them were don't crop, don't harvest, don't thresh, and don't mix. On Sabbath, you can't walk more than 1,250 meters. You can't make firewood, you can't start fire, you can't treat patients or animals. On the detailed articles, new rules were made again. For example, you can't wear some clothes that can induce you to commit crime, or you can't wear those accessories. Women can't look into mirrors on the Sabbath because she might remove some hair, white hair. Those behaviors were considered as serious crimes. In the Mark chapter 2:27, it's written that he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." The purpose of the Sabbath is not to imprison people. It's for people. However, to Pharisees, the Sabbath still was a great burden. They paid keen attention and they rushed to complain. And to them, God said, as in the verse 3 and 4, Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions." The word of Jesus is testified in the 1 Samuel 12, 1 to 6. This incident is where David entered the temple to avoid King Saul and ate consecrated bread. The bread was made prepared into 12 loaves in two rows in the temple. If someone who is not a priest eats the consecrated bread, it would tarnish the holiness of the temple. However, the priest Ahimelech provided David with the holy bread and fed the empty stomach of David. Jesus mentioned that although David, hungry David, ate the consecrated bread, but it's not violating the law of the Old Testament. Anaginosko, meaning to read, is a combination of ana, meaning to learn, and ginosko, meaning new. So the exact meaning of this word is to accurately know, understand, and discern. And God, taking example of David, said in chapter 12, verse 5 of Matthew, that, "Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent?" In the verse 12, in the chapter 12 of Exodus, it is written, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day." And in chapter 5 of Deuteronomy, it is also said that observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your town, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." God commanded that people from Israel got out of there thanks to the strong and outstretched arm of the Lord. After creation, the Almighty God ordered rest to join the delight of God to offer a worship of joys is true rest. It should be shared not only by ourselves, but by male or female servants, ox, donkey, and even foreigners residing in your house. The people of Israel was chosen to join the delight of God in this creation. But the people of Israel is not only people who was chosen to join the delight of God. Every race, whether they are young or old, they are rich or poor, every people was chosen to join this delight. And the Ten Commandments order to keep the Sabbath, remembering that God saved the people of Israel to get out of the Egypt with a strong and outstretched arm. But just remembering the Sabbath and keep the Sabbath is all. We need to remember that God, the all-sufficient God, was walking together with the people of Israel for 40 years. We need to take a rest at the same level of the Almighty God. So we need to remember that the all-sufficient God is with us as Emmanuel. That is true Sabbath that we need to keep. The Ten of Commandments can be categorized into two. As we learned from the Mature Believers class, the Ten Commandments is a life to materialize acts. From 1 to 4 is the love of God. From 5 to 10 is the love of our neighbors. The love of God is to be delightful with the Lord and to dedicate worship only to God. The love of neighbors is not to harm your neighbor and make peace together with your neighbor. So this love of God and love of neighbor should be balanced. That is the balance of acts. That is the life that we need to lead as Christians and as those who were chosen by the God. We need to be objectify ourselves from the viewpoint of God. Otherwise, we need to be remained as Pharisees who were only with hard shells. We should not judge or determine others with your rigid rules and self-righteousness. Holy Jesus said, in a new order, new system, new rules, new customs should serve man. if that's matter about life of people, nothing can be prioritized before the life of people. The Pharisees failed to recognize the existence of the Lord. They were just obsessed with the outdated rules and customs. How do you think to spend the Sabbath? Is it just a day to take a rest physically? Or is it the day just to offer worship service and do nothing? If you are doing so, we are not spending true Sabbath. Jesus told in the chapter 11 of Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." No matter how we are tired and exhausted, in the Almighty God, we can take a true rest. True Sabbath is to get embraced in the Lord Jesus. The verse 6 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" Jesus pointed himself as the Lord of Sabbath. This means that the Lord made the law of Sabbath. If the God is the lawmaker, he can also withdraw the law. Father God created the whole world and rested on the seventh day after the creation. He recovered this world from tarnished by Adam, and he also promised in the Hebrew chapter 4 to give everlasting peace and rest to people. The spirit of Sabbath is to love weary and poor people. Sabbath has just a literal meaning. It is a day when you do not harm your neighbors and love your neighbors. Although Pharisees seem to keep the commandments of the Lord, but they only sought the glory of themselves, but they didn't realize that. The longer you might believe in the Lord, the more you offer worship service, the more you have experience in service, you have to objectify yourself. From the viewpoint of God, you need to objectify yourself. Otherwise, you will fail to look at the dirt in your eye, but just complain about dust in other people's eye. Even though Pharisees were the great teachers, and people with ability about the Bible, but they fail to read the meaning. So they couldn't care about the poor and weary people. There's something we need to keep and grow to the end. That's the first love. We need to keep and grow the love of God. Meeting is important in change. Meeting can determine the life of people. Depending on whom you meet, your life could be changed into positive or negative life. Wise King has loyal servants. And there is also a saying like father, like son. Great parents give birth to great figure. Great teacher nurtures great students. We need to read the words of God through our hearts. The Almighty God, all-sufficient God, already gave us His words as the Bible. We need to read the message of love of Him. We need to listen to Him. But more than that, we need to find the meaning and spirit in the words. I hope the words of God can be testified by the members of our church. And then God will work on that. Let us pray. Lord, we question and are afraid as to whether we are Christians who only look fine and great and strong from outside. Yes, we confess that we are the Pharisees who looked quite admirable, bounded up in law, but who were empty inside. If we were not like the Pharisees and were true people of God, true Christians, our society in which we are living in would not be in such chaos. Lord, help us not to stop merely at having a lot of knowledge of your words. Help us to live as much as we know, and in as much as we live, may our society be transformed, our families renewed, and see how the church's foundation become firmer. The disciples met God, but they were hungry. But we know that their souls were not transformed by satisfied hunger. May we also become broken before the words of life so that we can live as blessed Christians who can testify to the love of God and love our neighbors with our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.